From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Demonstrating residents of Petit Martinique claim justification for attempts to stall a Grenada government Coast Guard base project.
This will destroy the livelihood of the people of Petit Martinique.
OECS countries working more closely towards a joint tourism development strategy and a growing bid to make the ethnic vote count in Britain's general election. I'm Maureen Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Tempers flared in Petit Martinique today over plans by the Grenada government to build a Coast Guard base there with U.S. assistance. Residents of the island have been demonstrating against the proposed base in what organizers have called a major show of protest. They accused the new National Party government of Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell of not consulting with the people of Petit Martinique on the issue. Community leader Michael Caesar, who's at the forefront of the demonstration, told the Caribbean Report this evening that efforts to get the project going today roused the anger of the people there. A short while ago, I asked Mr. Caesar if the Grenada government wasn't within its rights to undertake a project it says will help fight drug trafficking.
What I'm saying is the Coast Guard base will, for us, be, as it were, a point where we must go in and out, be interrogated, be searched, be put under constant surveillance, as it were. And this will destroy the livelihood of the people of Petit Martinique. We don't mind drug interdiction facilities, but my God, you don't destroy the livelihood of a people in order to do that.